got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes?
Welcome back.
I think it's time to come together.
All right, before we go back to the phones in a second here, top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Monday, June 7th, 2021. A couple of other fun facts from USAFacts.org. Curious things. Speaking of their May newsletter, unemployment by race and ethnicity, which is an interesting thing. Anyway, who is affected most? Unemployment by race and ethnicity. In, you know, the pandemic that caused... pandemic did not cause the economic collapse and crisis. Bad guys who get together at places like World Economic Forum in Davos said some things, and like Richie from Boston observed early on, they shut the world down with words. That's what shut things down. Let's be honest. You know, here's another, just as a brief aside. I've mentioned Stephen Covey and his Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. I think Covey passed away in 2012. But I remember reading that book back in the 90s and thinking, you know, there's this self-help charlatanry, generally speaking. And there's also, I mean, I think Covey was... walking, you know, treading a thin line, razor thin, not falling over to sort of revealing the conspiracy, but he had to be aware of it. You know, he's talking about the, you know, he mentioned the distinction between, he talked about how he read hundreds of books and there was this transition that took place in America. Speaking of the social engineering of the Faustian civilization, Covey talked about the transition in America in particular from the character ethic, a more stoic kind of, you know, right and wrong, black and white kind of view of things, to the personality ethic, tips, tricks, and techniques to manipulate and coerce your fellow man, to persuade. And, you know, the Bible and the godfather of that whole transition, you might say in a sense, was Carnegie and his How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie. And then, of course, you know, that gave rise to a cottage industry, and there's lots more to say about that. Napoleon Hill, that seems not to be quite the saint that he was cast as in many cases. So Covey's talking about this, and, you know, he has to know at a certain level that there's more here than meets the eye. But one of his And so it was interesting, you know, reading this stuff, I remember thinking, well, gosh, you know, at a certain level, this is just common sense stuff. He has organized it and ordered it in such a way that it makes a lot of sense. But, you know, it's like organizing and ordering common sense, which is sort of redundant. And now you fast forward to today, in light of the descent, the decline of the West, and I don't know, Carl Sagan's The Demon Haunted World, Science is a Candle in the Dark, and the, you know, the slide. We slide almost without noticing back into superstition and darkness. The celebration of ignorance, the pseudoscience and superstition, that kind of stuff. Now, this common sense that Covey wrote about seems like, you know, classical literature. It's, you know, we're reading Aristotle and Plato or whatever. But one of the more, I don't know, salient and provocative observations, which is definitely something to investigate today, is this one from page 195. Paradigms of Interdependence, Showing Personal Integrity. Actually, so this is from a section. He's talking about the emotional bank account, Paradigms of Interdependence. The emotional bank account, making investments, deposits versus withdrawals. And he talks about six major deposits. Understanding the individual. He says this is kind of key. You know, really seeking to understand another person is probably one of the most important deposits you can make, and it is the key to every other deposit. That's interesting. Attending to the little things, keeping commitments, clarifying expectations. These are other major deposits. Then he gets to showing personal integrity. Personal integrity generates trust and is the basis of many different kinds of deposits. Lack of integrity can undermine almost any other effort to create high trust accounts. People can seek to understand, remember the little things, keep their promises, clarify and fulfill expectations. In other words, all of these aforementioned major deposits, these four others, and still fail to build reserves of trust if they are inwardly duplicitous. Integrity includes but goes beyond honesty. Wow, integrity includes but goes beyond honesty. Honesty is telling the truth. In other words, conforming our words to reality. And so we have witnessed in the past 12 to 15 months in particular, 18 months now going on, I guess, this outright duplicity and lack of personal integrity. Whether you are in the know and know that you're lying, or whether you're just a dupe or useful idiot, a pawn in the game, is really somewhat inconsequential. You know, whether you're doing it accidentally or on purpose, you're doing it. And we could use a lot more personal integrity these days. And it seems that we're witnessing a lot less on a consistent and continual basis. Integrity includes but goes beyond honesty. Honesty is telling the truth. In other words, conforming our words to reality. And then he says integrity is conforming. He says integrity is conforming reality to our words. In other words, keeping promises, fulfilling expectations. This requires an integrated character, a oneness primarily with self, but also with life, which gets back, I think, to the conversation that Glenn and I had about, you know, the fractured self, basically, and all these books that were written, like Bertrand Russell's Impact of Science on Society, with that depiction on the cover, Shattered Glass, for example, or James Jesus Angleton's Wilderness of Mirrors kind of thing. The scattering of the person, and then from there, you know, I mean, the process of that being, you know, catalyzing the process of that being what Adorno wrote about, you know, the person brings about his or her own disintegration. And Covey, just to conclude, one of the most important ways to manifest integrity is to be loyal to those who are not present. In doing so, we build trust, build the trust of those who are present. When you defend those who are absent, you retain the trust of those present. And actually, concluding here, integrity also means avoiding any communication that is deceptive, full of guile, or beneath the dignity of people. A lie is any communication with intent to deceive, according to one definition of the word. Whether we communicate with words or behavior, if we have integrity, our intent cannot be to deceive. So a lack of personal integrity is not a good thing. And, you know, I dare say someone with a lack of personal integrity ought not to be someone that, you know, getting back maybe to Thomas McNeice's testimony during the Reese Committee, when he said, I want to know, you know, somebody says, do you want to have experts at your disposal? He says, I want to know what their worldview, so to speak, is first before I want them on my team as an expert. Someone who has a severe deficit of personal integrity, who has demonstrated a willingness and an effort to deceive people, probably is not someone that you know, we should listen to in terms of public health and those kinds of matters and so forth. And, you know, Bill Gates is a person like that, pictured with Daryl Huff's How to Lie with Statistics on several occasions, atop a stack of other books. That one's at the top. He wrote a post about it, a blog post, March 14, 2015, A Guide to Number Games, How to Lie with Statistics. Again, Covey writes, a lie is any communication with intent to deceive, according to one definition of the word. Bill Gates, A Guide to Number Games, How to Lie with Statistics is a great introduction to a crucial topic. And he adds, in fact, one chapter shows you how visuals can be used to exaggerate trends and give distorted comparisons. That's deceptive. And yet, this is a person, I mean, I've read it, some people think this guy is the closest thing to a saint we'll ever see in our lifetime. This is where we're at in America. And so, again, apparently, the organism or the organization or society in this case emulates leadership. And whether you like it or not, as I do not, Bill Gates is in a position of influence and persuasion, one of the spellbinders. Influence, pseudo-authority, persuasion, and the organization or the society in this case is emulating this leadership or this persuasion, which is why people say, and this person is not alone, I'm sure. I mean, based on the comments of the post from which I read at one point, this person is not alone in the assessment that Bill Gates is, you know, this, expressing the sentiment, Bill Gates is the closest thing to a saint we'll ever see in this lifetime. And it's astonishing, and it's both astonishing and terrifying to think that people could be brought to such a place so easily, compromising their own personal integrity. Integrity includes but goes beyond honesty. Honesty is telling the truth. In other words, conforming our words to reality. Bill Gates is not a saint by any stretch of the imagination. And when you tell a lie like that and you essentially emulate him, you are destroying your own personal integrity. And there are vast numbers of folks, I think, who are or have given themselves over to this kind of thinking. That gets back to what I was saying about what happens in the hospital, you know. I mean, I can imagine, I've not been in the situation, but based on the account of Aaron Marie Olszewski, I can imagine how that would go. And it's a terrifying prospect to think that someone like Bill Gates, you know, the truth and reality of what is happening is so sinister and so diabolical. It's terrifying. The average person. This person has so much power and influence. And the more you look into it, the more you realize every aspect of this whole pandemic he's been involved in from before start to finish. Shall we begin with Event 201, or should we go back 10 years from there to the decade of vaccines? And maybe, you know, an entry would be his intimation from the 2019 Davos set. Bill Gates, my best investment, turned $10 billion into $200 billion worth of economic benefit. That was the decade of vaccines. You know? And he elaborated with CNBC's Becky Quick on Squawk Box, like he likes to do. Duper's delight. Gates made a $10 billion investment on vaccine development and distribution over the last 20 years. And then you fast forward to the more recent meetings. I think it was 2017. They created CEPI, you know, Gavi along the way. And then there's the, you know, so many of the other things he's been instrumental in. They created CEPI at Davos, 2017, I believe, right? Literally. And he's been there for the creation of these things, investing in these things, the propaganda, propagandizing the war gaming, I mean the scenario planning of things like Event 201. And last but not least, you know, I can't get this one installment out of my mind. We play it from time to time. Maybe we can play it real quick before this segment ends. If I throw it over here, let's see. Remember, same time they were creating CEPI, he was giving a talk at the Munich Security Conference. And I think sort of spilling the beans on what was to come. And Fauci, remember when Fauci said a month before, Gates gives this talk. It's an AP archive video on YouTube. And the month before Gates made these remarks, Fauci said, wasn't it at Georgetown, you know, in January of 2017, this administration, Trump administration, will deal with a pandemic, essentially. How do these guys know these things? We'll play Bill Gates' words when we come back. Stick around.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Yeah. Welcome back. Maybe we can squeeze both of these in real quick. So first, Bill Gates, this again from the Munich Security Conference, AP Archive. This is not Conspiracy Blog Central, Associated Press Archive video titled Gates, Millions Could Die from Bioterrorism. And what have we heard? What is the persistent sort of theme? It's a weird thing when you're torturing people. And you're sort of telling them what you're doing and revealing the most evil, awful aspects of what you're doing to them. But then gaslighting that at the same time. Speaking of Bateson's double bind and inducing schizophrenia, which, you know, through the, you know, Alice in Wonderland technique, applied power of confusion, creates a more malleable, docile population. It's a very sinister thing, and it seems to be happening all around us. So lately, you know, in the wake of this thing, now we're seeing basically, you know, the lab leak theory, mainstream news is talking about, what was going on, a lot of gain-of-function research stuff. Fauci says, we don't fund that except when we do, but we call it something else. Oh, well, that's totally different. If you're going to, you know... And so if you're going to allow your kidnapper to define terms, don't expect an honest treatment of the subject matter. Speaking of a lack of personal integrity. So Gates said this back in 2017. Go ahead, please.
Bugs, big bombs. Please welcome Mr. Bill Gates.
We also face a new threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu. So the point is that we ignore the strong link between health security and international security at our peril. Whether it occurs by the quirk of nature or at the hand of a terrorist, epidemiologists show through their models that a respiratory spread pathogen would kill more than 30 million people in less than a year. And there is a reasonable probability of that taking place in the years ahead.
Sure would like to know what the reasonable probability is based on, especially for a guy who wrote A Guide to Number Games. And, you know, epidemiologists show through their models that are failed. The models are failed. And he has bought the Imperial College London, talked about that, $400 million since 2006. And another convenient, what, $79 million donation last April, I think, or was it March? I think it was March for malaria research, wink, wink. And he obviously created... the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation, IHME, and installed Christopher Murray personally as its leader, because you got to have those numbers, right? A Guide to Number Games, to be able to show visuals that give exaggerated trends and distorted comparisons is essential, as he wrote. And I don't think we have time for the Fauci clip, but, you know, that's not a secret, the one that I mentioned. I mean, his Georgetown talk, surprise outbreak, you know, surprise outbreak. And that was the title of the Huffington Post entry. Dr. Fauci warned in 2017. This is April of 2020. Dr. Fauci warned in 2017 a surprise outbreak, quote unquote, during Trump administration. There is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the area or the arena of infectious diseases. Really? A surprise outbreak? Well, if you're talking about it, isn't that kind of an oxymoron? So it wasn't a secret. There are lots of outlets that reported, even the Huffington Post. And by the way, you can still find that talk over at Georgetown. I'll talk about this a little bit more. We'll play the clip and we'll go to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
To descend too far down the rabbit hole, let's just quickly go to Fauci's comments from his 2017 keynote address, Pandemic Preparedness in the Next Administration. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Given, as you heard from the introduction, that I have been around for a while and have had the opportunity and the privilege and the pleasure of serving in five administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. There will be a surprise outbreak. There will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation,
you'll understand. So the event was organized by Center for Global Health Science and Security, GHSS, at Georgetown University Medical Center. I've talked about that, the connection to Hopkins, Gates, et cetera, in the past. And from, I mean, you can look this up over at gumc.georgetown.edu. The event, global health experts advise advanced planning for inevitable pandemic. This is not Conspiracy Central blog. This is Georgetown University Medical Center. And so it reads on the description, in addition to the upcoming inauguration of President Trump, the event's timing coincided with leadership changes at major global health organizations, including the UN. UN is a major global health organization. The World Bank? World Bank is a major global health organization? What? So, the event's timing coincided with leadership changes at major global health organizations, including the UN, World Bank, WHO, and the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, making this an important moment for pandemic preparedness. Pandemic preparedness. And then you skip down a little bit, planning and paying for the pandemic. If you think about all the things that could very quickly devastate a population, devastate a country, pandemics is really near, if not at the top of the list, said Ashish Jha, director of the Harvard Global Health Institute. And remember, we've played clips of Ashish Jha proving himself to be a charlatan by his own admission, essentially, which again, to me, gets back to the issue of a lack of personal integrity. You know, when he was asked, when he was confronted directly in congressional testimony, so Dr. Jha, how many patients have you actually seen? Well, you know, I mean, no, Dr. Jha, how many patients? Well, you know, actually none, zero. Speaking of not conforming your words to reality, so to see all of this happening in plain sight is terrifying to the average person. And just one final thought before we go to the phones. You know, I talk about that scene in Saving Private Ryan, the stabbing scene and the shushing. You know, the German says, give up, you don't stand a chance. Let's end this here. It'll be easier for you, much easier. You'll see, it'll be over quickly. Just die quietly. It's horrifying. Corporal Upham witnesses it, and there's a lot of symbolism surrounding his character. You know, the everyman sort of character, if you will. Jeremy Davies as Corporal Timothy Upham. And you know, there was that post that I mentioned, Nikki Rapana mentioned, Michael Tsarian's Children of Thanatos. There's that, you know, there's an image in that, speaking of the fractured self, you know, and Marcusean kind of nonsense, post-Nietzschean world. There's the image, hey, why, with the caption that says, hey, why be yourself when you could be everyone? So, Corporal Upham, you know, how does this happen? How this happens is the cowards, the spineless among us who don't have the spine and the constitution to draw a line in the sand and say, no, this is wrong. And not necessarily fight, but be steadfast and resolute. And say, no, this is wrong. Getting back to you know, my conversation with Glenn, for example, and Aaron Marie Olszewski's testimony about, you know, what she has witnessed, for example. How it happens is the weak, the spineless among us, you know, witness these kinds of atrocities that we're witnessing right out in plain sight. And it's a weird mass psychology trauma in the sense that a lot of people witness the kind of thing that is sort of symbolized in Corporal Timothy Upham's witnessing, you know, the stabbing scene. It's a private moment, but people are witnessing this mass psychology in the privacy of their own home, so to speak, if they're watching the screens. And it's having the same sort of effect, I would say. And people are being conscripted to evil. Hopefully that makes sense. That's enough on that. Back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. I had things I wanted to say, but I just want to tell people don't watch all this horrible stuff. It makes you feel bad. All crazy people, don't watch it. But I wanted to say that if people are worried, you know, that they're going to, because you're going to get killed because it says you can't prove you didn't want to be DNR'd, tattoo DNR on each arm and your torso and your legs. How many more things can they kill you over? You know, in case, that was, we did make a mistake. Well, anyway, I've heard of that. And we have a problem here in Texas, so it's probably in other people. They just don't know about it, and there's just nobody to tell. If you got a Democrat represent you, he won't even talk to you. And what they did, the BLM did this in Austin. They got a law passed that you have to have medical power of attorney to have any say-so if you're a sole caretaker, probably your own kids. I mean, I can't get anybody to look into it. Everybody's busy trying to survive, you know, stay at home, take care of the grandkids, work at home on the computer, which means you work 24 hours a day almost, more than ever. But there's just, I don't know, lack of people out there to talk to about anything, so it goes on. I mean, I talked to all the Republicans about it way back when, and didn't sink into anything. There's people not having any hope. I hate to do this to you, but there's something called Nesara Gessara, NESARA GESSG. Okay, my class. Gessara, GESARA. Mm-hmm. And most people never heard of it. And you have to be careful where you look because it's been, you know, I don't know the word. Go on the internet and you can find anything. Well, you'll find more negative about the truth than the truth. But I believe this is the truth, okay? If you go to intothelight.news, Nesara, intothelight.news, it's pretty long, but it'll tell you all the steps and everything that happened politically. And I was there watching it. I'm not the perfect expert on it, but, you know, I've been there, done that, seen that. In fact, whenever somebody told me involved in it, slightly, maybe he was misled for many, many years here, that it's going to come out on September 11th in 2001. I said, they're not going to allow that. They will not allow that to happen. That's what happened. George Bush Sr. had all this stuff happen, 9/11, everything. I mean, people need to read this stuff because, I mean, some of it may be hard to believe, but I'm telling you, it's possible. There's a little hope out there. And I got through arguing with somebody. I tried to get him not to take the COVAX there, you know. He doesn't have to. And he gave me every argument in the book, you know. And I don't want to live inside all my life. Well, nobody said that, you know. Mm-hmm. Nobody said you have to. I just say this. People don't know the Bible. They're in deep trouble. And I don't know what they're going to do at this later date. But just ask for mercy of God and let him show you stuff without knowing the whole Bible. That's all I know, or to protect you. Because, I mean, if you have studied the Bible as long as I have, I don't know hardly anything, 50-something years or more than that. I mean, you're going to learn something. It doesn't mean you won't forget it. But you talked about Dale Carnegie. You know what? He's making money off the Bible. Didn't he have about four things that you have to have to win friends and influence enemies and all that? And it goes through, you have to have reason, you have to have strength, you have to have perseverance, and you have to have speed. Well, that's in the Bible. It's the four heads of the whatever. It was the a man, a lion, an ox, and I think it was an eagle.
Yeah, there's an element of the error of Balaam in it, which we've discussed recently. Yep.
You mean over what people are after? They want money, like the prophet Balaam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true too. Well, you know, when you get all the power, money you need, then you actually want power. And I believe that these people have done that. You know, that's where they're worshiping the devil. And it's Baphomet, it's the goat head, and we discussed this, right? He's statue of Baphomet, the goat head, the man's body, but he has woman's breast, and he's breastfeeding your two babies. All he wants is your kids, you know? So they are actually worshiping the devil out there. People didn't believe that in 91 when I tried to tell them. And so how long ago has that been? Almost, you know, moving on. And was it earlier than that? It was earlier than that. And it's only gotten worse because people can't believe it. I just won't believe it. Well, stick your head in the sand.
Well, we can make different choices, though. We can choose not to offer ourselves up to these devices, so to speak, literally and figuratively. Which sort of gets back to the clip we played at the beginning of today's broadcast, I think.
Well, I missed it. Sorry. Yeah. I fell asleep. I'm sorry. Okay. No, I was trying to reason with somebody on YouTube. I mean, the email. Oh, my gosh. Well, what I ended up with is, okay, all right. You know, you want to follow the masses. Don't forget that there may be a silent M there. And then you can't do that. I said, when you get to heaven, you're going to stand up there all by yourself, and you're going to be judged all by yourself. You can't say, Fauci made me do it. Gates made me do it. Pat did it. Pat did it to me. Mm-hmm. You can't blame anybody else. Nobody goes with you.
Yeah.
So what
absolutely.
I right now.
We need to grab another call, Pat. On that note, I think I agree entirely. Thank you for your call. Much appreciated.
Okay. Thank you. I'd be out. Bye.
All right. Back to the phones in the interest of time. Deloitte in Coeur d'Alene. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Howdy, howdy.
It's been a long time since we spoke. I wanted to update you on Police State Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah.
They decided to come over and have four armed officers and three tow trucks and four tow truck drivers, and they stole my pickup and they stole my motorhome. And they're trying to force me into contracts with the state of Idaho, an unconscionable contract with the state of Idaho, might I add. And they're trying to extort money. They can't get me to do what they want me to do, so they steal my stuff, send it down to Schaefer's Towing, which is the Coeur d'Alene Police Department's automotive chop shop,
yeah.
And then they have them require that I have registration and license plates when their statutes and codes specifically say that I don't have to have it. And so I just wanted to let you know on how great life is in Police State Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I know we haven't spoke for a while.
Yeah. Great to hear from you. So now what?
Well, right now, they I reported the crimes, including treason, sedition, and insurrection. I reported them to hired military officers like the governor of Idaho, the Idaho Attorney General, the Idaho Secretary of State, and the guy in the Department of Transportation that sent me so far. I believe there's five extortion letters in there demanding that I pay them and then pay to get my registrations renewed. And we all know that nobody has to have a license plate or a registration unless they are operating in commerce on the highways. And there's numerous Supreme Court rulings that say an automobile is a consumer good and is not required to be registered. Other Supreme Court cases say it's household goods. So I've got a household good, and I purchased them. I obtained them for the purpose of private transportation of me and my property. I didn't get it so that I could haul freight from here to Spokane and get paid for it, or a passenger from here to Hayden Lake and get paid for it. I'm not operating in commerce, and I don't need that driver's license. And I've been going around and around with the city of Coeur d'Alene for over a decade doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they love to violate your rights. They tased me. They threw me in jail because I refused to produce an ID. I was a block away from my home.
Yeah.
And these guys, they will not let anybody slide. No, no. They are the authority. And so right now they've got my truck. They've got my motorhome. I can't even go to the grocery store to get groceries. It's just ridiculous what these thugs are doing. I notified the mayor.
I posted back in July of 2008 is still up, too. Outrageous injustice, yeah. Cops at their worst, 6+ tasings. Folks that are not familiar with the story, you watch the dash cam footage and it's you, like you said, a block from your house, signaled to get off your bicycle. You were, you thought the cop was waving to you, and they said they were engaged in a routine traffic stop, which was total BS because they had profiled guys who were staying at a safe house coming back from an AA meeting. They pulled them over in front of the house and totally ransacked the car they were all riding in, and you happened to ride by while all of this tyranny was going on, and one of the cops motioned to you like to stop, and you thought he was waving, so you waved back, and this was after dark at night, and he basically came over and said, "No, I'm, you know, where's your forward emitting light on your bicycle? Where's your ID? Give me your ID." And from there, within 90 seconds, two of them, you know, you get off your bicycle, you're holding the handlebars in the seat, standing there, not even moving, motionless. And then within 90 seconds, two of them are wrestling you to the ground and tasing you. Would you say that's an accurate depiction?
I would say that. It's unbelievable that our public servants can go around and threaten people with guns. I mean, they've even had sharpshooters out here on some of the times they've come over here. One of them was over the hood of a car in the alley.
I think I remember you mentioning something like that.
And the first time they did it, I believe that I saw a guy on top of the grocery store hiding behind or next to the air conditioner or one of the pieces of equipment up there. And a few weeks ago, I saw one of my normal they come by my house all the time. There's two guys with each one of them has a dog, and they come by at different times. So I saw the one with the one dog, and I know he's a police dog. And he's out scoping out the bushes across the street in my neighbor's yard so that he can see my front door. And I saw him doing that. I mean, these guys are just totally off the hook. I should have already went out with a gun and blasted them away because I know what they're doing. I know that they're criminals. And I do have a right to defend myself and my property.
Yeah.
I don't care if they wear a badge or not.
Well, that's provocateurism, and that I think is exactly what some people are hoping for. And it's pretty clear to anyone who has been paying attention over the last 13 years or so to this saga that you are being targeted and singled out. And you're not the only one. I mean, we have the one friend, for example, who left Coeur d'Alene over the dog walking incident because she was terrified. Because
Absolutely.
Of what you're going through, basically, and being subjected to.
And the woman that bought her house that sold within 2 weeks because she had the price so low, that woman was SWAT teamed a couple weeks after she moved in there.
Wow.
They went over there in the middle of the night and SWAT teamed the woman that bought the house from Lynn.
Wow. Hey, Deloid, Scott in Nevada says he has a suggestion, so if you could hang on, Julie will connect you guys.
Great. I will hang on. Thank you very much, Chris.
You're welcome. Thanks, Deloid. That'll do it for today's broadcast, folks. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure, despite the circumstances, but be that as it may, take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.